I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. An intense day of Israeli strikes killed hundreds of people in Lebanon on Monday. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It was the deadliest day for the Lebanese since Israel's 2006 war with Hezbollah. The Israeli military says these strikes were aimed at the group's weapons sites and is urging residents of southern and eastern Lebanon to evacuate before more operations.
Take this warning seriously.
In a message to civilians, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Hezbollah continues hiding weapons in their homes, and the Israelis will take action.
Please, get out of harm's way now.
Here at the White House.
We're working to de-escalate in a way that allows people to return to their homes safely.
President Biden spoke shortly after the Pentagon announced more U.S. troops will head to the Middle East. There are about 40,000 there now. The military is not saying how many more will go or what they will do. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Israeli military said on Monday it struck about 1,300 Hezbollah targets in Lebanon.
We conducted extensive strikes against Hezbollah terror targets in Lebanon that posed an imminent threat.
Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, who said there were many secondary blasts when munitions stored inside buildings exploded. He said Israeli strikes hit long-range cruise missiles, heavyweight rockets, short-range rockets, and explosive drones. Hagari said Hezbollah put weaponry inside people's homes, claiming they intended to use the arms against civilian targets in Israel.
It's likely that some of the casualties are from these secondary explosions.
In response to the strikes, Hezbollah said it launched dozens of missiles at a military base in northern Israel. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Monday urged world leaders to support Ukraine, quote, for a just and peaceful future, as he spoke at the Summit of the Future at the United Nations on Monday.
Putin has stolen much already, but he will never steal the world's future. I'm sure.
A Russian missile strike on Ukraine's southeastern city of Zaporizhia on Monday hit critical infrastructure and injured at least two people after attacks on the city late on Sunday wounded 21, regional authorities said. Russia denies targeting civilians, but thousands have been killed and injured since Moscow launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. Zelensky will take part in a UN Security Council meeting on Tuesday before speaking before the UN General Assembly on Wednesday. Survivors of sexual abuse in Belgium called on Pope Francis to take stronger action against perpetrators and push for deeper reforms in the Catholic Church days ahead of his visit to Brussels. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
Pope Francis is set to meet with survivors and activists in the coming days while on a tour of Belgium and Luxembourg that will also focus on migrants. Catholic clergy abuse scandals have emerged in countries across the world in recent decades. More than 700 complaints and reports of abuse involving the church have been made in Belgium since 2012, according to a report by the Catholic Church in Belgium in 2022. The pontiff, who calls abuse demonic, says he's made prevention a priority. Francis created the first high-level PayPal commission to address clergy abuse. He also debuted a global system for Catholics to report suspicions of abuse or cover-ups by bishops. Survivor groups say they want to see more, including having the Pope mandate that all clergy globally must report any suspicions of abuse to local authorities.
Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. The Democratic Republic of Congo's Minister of Justice says nearly 1,700 ill inmates have been released from the country's largest prison as part of an effort to thin out Congo's overcrowded prisons. The operation took place on Monday at the country's largest prison in the capital, Kinshasa. Severely ill prisoners received immediate medical care, while others were sent home on buses provided by the Ministry of Justice and a state-owned company, according to Congo's Minister of Justice. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.